Welcome to EMU.
Welcome to a learning community
where we educate students to serve and lead in a global context,
where we invite all to follow Christ's call to bear witness to faith.
Welcome to a university where we look forward to a new green science center,
a new residence hall in place of Oakwood,
fair trade coffee in common grounds after midnight,
and the weekly weather vane.
We especially welcome our new students,
our new faculty and staff.
We welcome you to a university with a world-renowned Center for Justice and Peacebuilding,
a seminary which trains future leaders of the church, and a graduate counseling program.
A university with a terrific sledding hill in the winter,
student concerts and art shows,
and a campus nestled in a beautiful valley.
Welcome to EMU, where we gather for chapel,
for field hockey, volleyball, soccer,
ice cream at Klein's,
theater performances,
composting,
and campus gardening, where we emphasize peace building,
creation care,
experiential learning,
and cross-cultural engagement
in places like Harrisonburg,
Spain and Morocco,
India, Guatemala,
and whose vision is to offer healing and hope in our diverse world.
Welcome to EMU.
Let's pray together. Creator God of the mountains and the valleys of this beautiful, fragile world, Christ Jesus, who lives within us and among us, we come to you this new year with all those things that you created in us as human beings, with dreams and aspirations, hopes and fears, with awareness of ways that we have failed or fallen short, exhilarated by what we have accomplished or what might be. Lord, we join together in prayer for this EMU community, a community of people from many cultures and many walks of life. Thank you for all whom you've brought now here to this campus. Help us to talk and to listen with one another, with respect, with patience, with love. Help us to seek to restore trust when trust is broken. We ask for strength for the hard work ahead, for the work of our minds, our hearts, our bodies, and for those places in our lives where there is sadness and grief. May you comfort us with your healing presence, as we become the hands and feet of Christ to one another. Holy Spirit, you know our waking up and our lying down, and we ask for peace, gentleness, and courage for each new day. Amen.
I will be reading the scripture for this morning, and when I first got here, Lauren asked me if I could read it in Hebrew, but I didn't have enough time to prepare. So this is the NIV. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
Good morning. As the student government co-presidents, we'd like to welcome you to a new year and trust that it is off to a good start. Today we have the honor of introducing our president and convocation speaker, Dr. Lauren E. Schwarzendruber.
Dr. Schwarzendruber became the eighth president of Eastern Mennonite University on January 1, 2004. He came to EMU from Heston College, where he served as president since 1994. Before that, he was associate executive secretary of the former Mennonite Board of Education in Elkhart, Indiana for 10 years.
A native of Kelowna, Iowa, Lauren graduated from EMU in 1976 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Liberal Arts and earned a Master of Divinity degree from Eastern Mennonite Seminary in 1979. He completed a Doctor of Ministry degree at Northern Baptist Theological Seminary in 2000. His thesis focused on increasing Mennonite parental involvement in the college choice.
After graduating from EMU, Lauren was an Associate Director of Admissions and part-time Associate Campus Pastor at his alma mater. He was ordained to the Christian ministry in 1975 in Kelowna, Iowa, and was pastor at Salford Mennonite Church in Harleysville, Pennsylvania from 1978 to 1983.
Dr. Schwarzenjuber is a member of Parkview Mennonite Church here in Harrisonburg and serves on the advisory board of Harrisonburg Downtown Renaissance.
Lauren is married to Pat Schwarzenjuber, a native of Wellman, Iowa. She works full-time as a volunteer here at EMU and serves on several church-wide boards. The couple has four adult children, three of whom are EMU alumni.
From our own experience, it is clear that Lauren is a president who genuinely cares about the students on campus and wants to hear from them. Throughout the year, we have seen Lauren and Pat at sporting events, eating in the cafeteria, and have personally interacted with students, as well as graciously opening up their home to student groups.
Please join us in welcoming Dr. Lauren E. Schwarzenjuber.
I begin this morning by asking a question that may seem odd for a president to ask at the beginning of a school year. Why are you here? Not so much, why are you here for this opening convocation? But why are you here at EMU? I invite all of us students, faculty, and staff to ask the question not only today, but on a regular basis throughout the year. I know it's a dangerous question to pose. There will be days for all of us in which the answer to that question is all too obvious. I have no idea why I'm here. It's a rare day that such a thought doesn't cross my mind at least one time. Actually, for me, that question more often surfaces in the middle of the night. Years ago, when I was a little kid, sitting in church listening to sermons, realizing that my mind was wandering, I fantasized about an invention. Technology that could read the minds of all of us in the congregation and show those thoughts on the screen behind the preacher. Now, I was pretty sure that just because my grandparents looked pretty pious, they weren't always thinking about the sermon. And sometimes I wondered what they were thinking about. And now that I'm an adult, I'm not sure I want to know. But wouldn't it be fascinating to have Dr. Jerry Holsapple and his video students focus a camera on each of you this morning as you contemplate the question, why am I here? And your thoughts would be on the screen behind me for all of us to see. Some of us would have visions of a job out of college that provides a substantial income. The picture for others would be rather vague. We have a sense, a sort of vague sense, that a college degree is an important credential for success, but we're not quite sure why that is or even how we might define success. After all, we know members of our families who never attended college, and they're successful. Another group might show pictures of a vocation to which they are called, not because it offers promises of wealth, but because they believe it would be fulfilling. And for yet others, it might appear as a kaleidoscope, a shifting scene of many images. Most of us think about education in personal terms. What will it do for me? What will we learn that will be useful for our future? We have a desire to achieve. We have a particular goal in mind, or at least we hope that a goal will become more concrete as we make our way through the educational maze. And I'd like to suggest today that whatever it is that your goal is, and however it is that you define education, that you think of it in terms of preparing you to change the world. And that's why we have the globe in front of me this morning, to expand our thinking to what it means to prepare ourselves to be change agents for the whole world. But it begins with each of us as individuals. At EMU, we frequently talk about the educational enterprise as grounded in the liberal arts, the idea that an educated person is liberated from the confines of ignorance, free to explore beauty and pursue intellectual challenges wherever they take us. It's our conviction that an education in the liberal arts is the best foundation for a lifetime of learning. A person in business or social work or nursing should know how to write well. A medical doctor should know something about history and philosophy. And all of those reasons for getting an education are valid. They're valid reasons for being at EMU. Those of us who are parents do want our graduates to make it on their own financially. Pat and I love our kids, but we aren't really interested in supporting them economically for a lifetime. I can assure you, raising four of them through adulthood or into adulthood is expensive enough. And we're glad that they are gainfully employed, but when they entered college, we took a pretty big risk. We told them it was most important to get a broad-based education in the liberal arts, to choose majors that most stimulated them intellectually, not simply those that simply guaranteed a particular outcome. This morning I offer yet another reason for being at EMU. Dr. Nicholas Walterstorff calls it educating for shalom. It's a biblical concept. The word itself appears in the Bible more than 200 times. It's often translated peace, but it's much more comprehensive than one English word can embody. And Walterstorff suggests at least four dimensions to shalom. Right relationship to God, right relationships to fellow human beings, right relationships to nature or the physical world, and right relationships to oneself. And then he adds yet another facet that I find very compelling and interesting. Shalom is best experienced in community, and it is characterized by delight. In his words, to live in shalom is to find delight in living rightly before God, to find delight in living rightly in one's physical surroundings, to find delight in living rightly with one's fellow human beings, to find delight even in living rightly with oneself. Walterstorff is clear. Educating for shalom does not displace the idea that the liberal arts are important. As he puts it, without art, life limps. Without studying history, our humanity is diminished. Shalom is incomplete without practicing the disciplines of piety. 2 months ago, this community was rocked by the untimely death of Matt Garber. Matt had just graduated EMU in April. He was a nursing major, a Bible and religion minor, a gifted musician, recipient of our Cords of Distinction. And before starting his job in August in the emergency room at Lancaster General Hospital in Pennsylvania, he wanted to travel to Costa Rica for a summer of ministry, the place where he had done his cross-cultural. For reasons that none of us will fully understand, he was caught in an undertow while swimming and drowned. More than 700 people gathered to mourn his death and to celebrate his life. And a large number of those gathered were from EMU. He had, in his very short life, impacted many, many people. At the young age of 23, many saw him as a potential pastor. He frequently led music here in this very place and in his home congregation. He had participated in the ministry inquiry program, whereby students spend a summer in a ministry internship in a congregation. And a pastoral leader at the memorial service recounted a conversation about his openness to considering the pastorate, and Matt's answer was, "I don't think I'm being called to be a pastor, but I do want to be in ministry." The memorial service was 3 hours long. More than 15 people were asked to provide tributes. Current and former chamber singers from EMU, many of them here this morning with the leadership of Dr. Ken J. Nafsinger, sang throughout the service. Hundreds of people wrote tributes to Matt that appeared on our website. It's not a stretch for me to think of Matt as one who was educated for Shalom. His family, his home congregation, his community of Elizabethtown all played a major role in his formation. So did EMU. He loved this place. When Kirk Schisler and I called on his family the day we learned of his death, they showed us pictures of him proudly wearing EMU shirts. Matt embodied Waldersdorf's definitions of shalom. He was comfortable with himself as a person, with his gifts, his place in his family and congregation. He talked very openly about the fact that he was the non-athletic person in his congregation, but he was comfortable with that. He was a confident young man, knowing that he had a variety of gifts, but seemingly without arrogance. He was clear about the importance of faith in his life and about his relationship to God. Matt wanted to serve in a physical way, to serve as a nurse, to bring healing and hope to the world through his work in the emergency room. And what struck me in the memorial service, among many other things, was that Matt had the unique capacity to make others feel that they were his best friend. He was other-oriented. Delight. Delight is a good word to describe Matt's approach to all of life. I'm sure he had days when he wondered why he was at EMU. At his nursing pinning ceremony, he shared the story of being pastored by Dr. Roman Miller, professor of biology, when he was struggling with whether he wanted to continue as a biology major. What was unique to me about that story was that at an academic institution where he struggled with what to major in and whether to continue with a particular major, something that all of us typically have faced somewhere in our academic careers, he was able to find a person on this campus, a faculty member, who could not only talk to him about that major, but could do that in a pastoral way. These are questions that are challenging. And I suggest this morning that the answers to these questions are more easily discovered if one begins with the premise that one is being educated for shalom, not just for myself, but for the sake of the world. Why are you at EMU? Of course it's for personal growth. Of course it's to prepare yourself for a future career and vocation. For faculty and staff, it's because we believe in the mission of EMU and we find fulfillment in bringing together our passions and EMU's mission. We want to be at a place that educates for shalom. The new mission statement adopted within the past 2 months changes one phrase, and this is the old banner to my left, your right, that needs to be changed now to reflect the new mission statement. And it's really not all that different, except there is one phrase that's particularly different. The previous statement says that we educate students to live in a global context. The new one is stronger. We educate students to serve and to lead in a global context. So my invitation to all of us is this: to frame our questions in the context of how we are being prepared to serve others and to lead toward shalom. Each of you was given a small pebble when you entered the convocation this morning. We are encouraged to think of what happens when we drop a pebble into a pond of water. And if you look on the back side of the program that you received this morning, you'll see a picture at the bottom of that sheet. And that's a photo that was shown in Matt's memorial service in July, accompanied by the word impact. And it simply illustrates that no matter how small that splash may be, how insignificant each of us as an individual may feel, as one person in a huge global society, whatever it is that we can do by way of impact can spread beyond ourselves in ways far more than we might have imagined. The ripple effect can indeed help to change the whole world toward shalom. It's It's my privilege to introduce Dr. Lee Snyder, who will serve EMU as interim provost for this year. Dr. Snyder completed her PhD in English Literature at the University of Oregon, and after serving as a faculty member at EMU for several years, Lee was vice president and academic dean from 1987 to 96. From EMU, Dr. Snyder was called to serve as president of Lufton University from 1996 to 2006. Lee's husband, Dell, was a math professor at EMU, a business leader in this community, and a development officer at Lufton University. And together, they have some international experience in a number of settings. Together, they served as teachers in Nigeria from 1966 to 69. Please join me in welcoming Lee and Dell to the EMU community.
They still make podiums too high. Thank you for that welcome. And I invite you to join me now in a prayer of blessing for a new academic year. Grant us, O Lord our God, a sense of your blessing as we enter a new year. We bring our enthusiasms, our trepidations, and our aspirations to this place. May you grant us a mind to know you, a heart to seek you, and wisdom to find you. Strengthen our faith so that we may see beyond what is seen, and give us the courage to become the persons you are calling us to be, as students, as faculty, and as staff at Eastern Mennonite University. Most of all, we thank you for beginnings and for the possibilities which lie ahead. And we give you the honor and the glory, and pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
As I hold this glass piece, whether you think of it as a pebble or actually a droplet, it causes or stirs me to wonder what will be my impact. And I hope as you hold this, whether it be in your hand just for one worship service, or in your pocket for the first week of classes, or for the entire semester, or placing it on your desk or your bedstand, I hope you will ponder and pray about what will be my impact as together we strive to change the world, to lead and serve in a global context. Please keep this and take the call seriously. The candle here is lit in memory of Matt Garber. And this evening, there's an informal gathering for any students interested in reflecting together on the loss of Matt. Not everyone was here or together or able to be at the memorial service, and maybe you've yearned for a place to connect with others who are missing him or who are shaken in some way, uncertain in your own life about what the death of our young friend means. It's in Maplewood Basement Lounge at 9 p.m., and you can be there for a short time or a long time.
We close this opening convocation with a tradition here called the Shenandoah Welcome. We very warmly welcome all new students, especially, but also faculty and staff, to this campus community. And we offer the hospitality of fellowship, of the hospitality of ice cream, and I believe there's lemonade also, up in the campus center this morning because of the rain. And given that EMU is nestled here in the Shenandoah Valley, we want to join this welcome with some bluegrass music. And so what we're going to do is we would like all the new students and faculty and staff to remain here in the auditorium just for a few minutes until I give you the invitation to go out. And then all the other returning students, faculty, and staff would like you to go ahead and leave and go out the back doors And we're going to, am I supposed to tell you what's going to happen? Yes, you get to find out. We're going to form a tunnel, and depending on what the weather's doing, someone back there will tell you where to go. So you all may go. We're going to form a tunnel, and the rest of you just who are new, just wait for a few moments, and then you'll be able to go.